Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's Dan Ball's favorite segment because he gets to take over for the three-point stance.
319!
180!
319!
118, shut up!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that? Shut up!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three! Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Poster knock! A hat trick! And a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
You know my actual favorite segment?
Every segment.
It's the Quiz with Stiz.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
obviously
loves that.
I'm still stunned.
I've been stammering not just since the Celtics got waxed on Friday night, but when I blew a 5-2 lead in last week's. I don't know if I'll ever
upsets
recover.
Upsets galore. 960. Thursday was an upset. Yep.
Now, I will say that the three-point stance is fighting for second place, and it is time for the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. It is brought to you, as it always is, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. You call all sevens, and these sevens will actually win you a game every now and again. 617-777-7777.
Cheap shot.
Nah, it's worth
it. Seven showed up. It was all the other numbers that didn't.
Well... wasn't lucky, wow. I can tell you that
wow.
much.
Wow. Was that necessary? Do you feel better now that you said that?
A little bit.
All right. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, our hosts and myself will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance on their story, after which we will open up for discussion. Today, as it is Monday, it is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzstevens, then myself, Dan Ball. Andy, you will lead off. Are you ready?
Indeed. Ready.
All right. Well, your 60 seconds begin right now.
Forged in Foxborough, episode 1 is out. It is an in-house production from the Patriots. You will realize that throughout, and that's okay. If you're a big-time Patriots fan and have an hour plus of time to put away on YouTube, go watch it. I had one significant takeaway from it relating to actual football and the future of the franchise, and it's a simple one. I've listened to Tom Curran on our airwaves with Jones and Keefe and on our show, kind of belittle Elliott Wolf, take cheap shots at him, question his power. I believe at the draft week, he said the GM needed to stay out of the way so they could draft properly. Elliott Wolf is going nowhere. Elliott Wolf has a great working relationship with Mike Vrabel. Elliott Wolf is a significant player in the personnel department. And if the draft is anywhere near as good as all the media critics say, he's only going to be emboldened Elliot Wolf was answering phone calls. Elliot Wolf was making trades and making picks. He was giving advice to Mike Vrabel. Elliot Wolf is going to be a big part of this team moving forward.
Dang.
It is what it is. Tom Curran, sorry. You don't seem to like him, but he's staying.
I mean, it's not. Tom was kind of the mouthpiece of it, but it wasn't an overly hot take. We'll get into this more, but it wasn't a hot take to say that Elliot Wolf kind of was the piece that didn't seem to fit in the direction.
He fits.
He fits better than we thought. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Unless the players stink, then he won't fit no more.
All right. Well. All right.
There you go. Lock and change in 18 weeks. They're what, Andy? 10 wins? 11? 13?
I mean, they're just like candy. 14. Might be up to 15 now that people have had a weekend to sleep on it and they need a little optimism post-Celtics. They might go 17-0.
That's fair. I mean, sweep of the Bills
That's
is
you
easy.
And Portnoy together, finally.
Yeah. Nope. I'm funny.
Oh. There's a war you want to wage. You want to redo your 3-point stance and do a minute on that?
That'll go well. looking for some attention on the show? Anyone else you want to just lash out at?
No, I'm good.
That's at Jumbo Heart. And wait a while. We got 3 more hours left. In the meantime, Fitzy, you will present your 3-point stance today. Are you ready?
I have a job, and I'm here to do it, friend.
Well, your job will take 60 seconds, hopefully, and it starts right now.
All right, Stanley, if you would.
This game doesn't care what car you drove into this in lot with this morning. When you go out there in between the lines, it doesn't care what car you drove in or how big your house is or any of that other. All that matters is that you can line up and do your job.
That was a snippet from Mike Vrabel speaking in the opening of Forged in Foxborough. Oh, don't worry. If you happen to miss that little snippet, there's plenty more. As the first 21 minutes of an hour and 15-minute long supersized edition, the debut of Forged in Foxborough, focus on the new HC of the NEP, who was called in, heralded, if you will, a rescue operation to come in and turn around the franchise that he won 3 Super Bowls with years ago after the disastrous year of Gerard Mayo. And I am just here to say, from that soundbite right there to him getting his hands on a player at the podium as he speaks to the players just a few weeks ago, to wearing a penny out in the field, to the many media speeches that he does, the words Robert Kraft, Josh McDaniels, and others have to offer about him. The New England Patriots and everyone associated with Mike Vrabel love them some Mike Vrabel. You want to talk about someone who is here to stay, Andy Hart. You talk about Elliot Wolf being a fixture in Foxborough for the years to come. Save actually finding a way to do worse than Gerard Mayo last year or Bill Belichick the year before. Mike Vrabel is here to stay for a long time because the Pats love Mike Vrabel.
Speaking of which, Dan Ball, he brings up Gerard Mayo. Remind me, we need to reference the North Star comment made by Brad Stevens. No. Don't start stealing slogans and paintings, murals from Gerard Mayo. We think you're the genius in town. Don't go down that road.
I've put it in the put a pin in it, Dan, yes, section of our rundown, right under Art in the Uber and Tacos.
Oh, yeah.
All of which need to be addressed at some point. But we will do that on a date to be determined. So right now you guys are in lockstep. We'll get into that because both Elliot Wolf and Mike Vrabel are going nowhere anytime soon. I will pivot for my 3-point stance, Diz, and begin my clock now because I am watching one of the big screens here in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studios. I'm watching a guy that could be Christian Campbell taking ground balls at first base.
That
potentially.
Ant?
Yeah,
a little ant.
I'm just gonna go with it could be him. He took ground balls at first base all 3 days during the weekend. Mm-hmm. So if Campbell's making the move, it clears the way for Marcelo Meyer. But my 3-point stance today, everybody's penciling in or writing in pen Marcelo Meyer at second base. He's played a couple games in AAA at second base. I'm not on board with that. Right now, Trevor Story is doing nothing to earn the everyday shortstop job with the Boston Red Sox. He's middle of the league right now in terms of arm strength, but he's at the bottom of the league in terms of his range. He is costing the Red Sox runs with his range, side to side, numerically speaking, as a shortstop of the Red Sox. And that's just defensive right now. 164 average and a 425 OPS so far this month. He ranks third worst in terms of average, third worst in OBP, fourth worst in terms of slugging among all shortstops in baseball. Right now, you need to try to salvage what is left of Trevor Story, assuming that he opts in with this contract. If Marcelo Meyer is coming up to this team and you believe he's a part of this future, don't just shoehorn him at second base like you did with Xander Bogaerts at third. Make him the everyday starting shortstop of the Boston Red Sox and stop trotting out Trevor Story every single game. That is my stance.
Love it. Let's start there.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So what's the more important position? shortstop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the more important player, Marcelo Meyer or Trevor Story?
Meyer by a long shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So therefore, he's the priority. Therefore, you put him at shortstop because you think he's the future of that position for the next 10, 12, 15 years if you nailed the hell out of that pick.
Yeah.
That would be my first point. My second point would be we can't move Rafi Devers to first because he's hitting really well, correct? That's the argument some have made. Just let him hit. He's hitting. Just let him hit. He gets to veto.
That's kind of our comfort blanket at this point. Now we're accepting that.
So he gets to veto a move to first because he's raking. Well, Trevor Story couldn't hit the broadside of a barn right now. So he doesn't have any veto. So that should be reason to move him. Maybe it'll inject a little life in his bat to inject a little life in him at second base. So twofold, I could not agree with you more. As this whole Rafi Devers cause domino effect situation plays itself out with Campbell at first, I guess, down the road, Marcelo Meyer should absolutely be at shortstop. Don't screw around with him. Trevor Story, you're not here for a long time. You're here for a good time or whatever that country song is. So you go to second base, Meyer. Get your feet wet and plant them at shortstop.
Fitzy?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've been the one begging. I know many of us have, but I've been especially loud and proud about asking that Marcelo Meyer be brought up as quickly as possible. We know that the plan, as Lou Maloney told us, is that once Meyer or Anthony or both come up, they're not coming up as a short-term fix or an IL fill-in. They're going to be here to stay. I can't see what would prevent the organization from wanting to start the future now when this team so desperately needs a spark, when it needs some pop in the lineup. And now, as you highlight all of those defensive metrics where Trevor Story is actually hurting the team, not just at the plate, but also in the field. I mean, you're losing games 10-4 against teams that you would hope to match up against in that World Series, which almost seems laughably distant now at the moment. You're giving up runs left and right. You're bad in defense. You strike out too much. You blow saves. Marcelo Meyer can't fix all of that at once, but he can fix two things, which is the offense and the defense. And I can't see why you wouldn't call him up now. I think I and many would absolutely applaud that move for hours, Dan.
I'm sick of guys getting consistent at bats for no other reason than you seem to like the character.
Or you already paid him a lot of money.
Right, right. You've already shown the willingness to spend money on Alex Bregman. You've shown the willingness to spend money on Garrett Crochet. I know that's additions versus subtractions, but your season is slipping away quickly. And I saw the headline floating around today, the American League is getting better, the Red Sox are not. So either you call up your kids and they help you compete for a playoff spot, as you should be competing for right now, or worst case scenario, you're still going to suck. But at least fans have something to watch, and you're developing them in the big leagues, as you seem to be doing with Christian Campbell. So shortstop is the spot for me. If Marcelo Meyer was going to be your second baseman, Christian Campbell wouldn't have started the season as your second baseman. And if he was going to be at third, then why sign Alex Bregman? You wanted him to be your shortstop. Just get it out of the way already.
If these guys are wired to play in Boston, if they're not Mac Jones, who would be my example of somebody not wired and prepared to play in Foxborough for the Patriots and with Bill Belichick and everything.
As Teddy would say, soft as poo.
Carl Crawford when they signed him to a bazillion-dollar deal, and he got here and he was like, oh, this place sucks. Like,
Mac Jones was going to crack at some point. You just found out sooner rather than later. I would do the same thing with Marcelo Meyer because you're right, Dan. Short term, he's either giving you a boost, some energy, even a distraction from other stuff that's going wrong around him. Because I don't think it's really fair what Fitzy said to expect him to fix the defense and the offense.
No,
he's not
going to
fix it all, but he's going to add a spark.
And he's not going to make either worse. There's no way.
I can't guarantee that.
You really can't.
I can't guarantee. I mean, he's never played in the major leagues. It's possible he looks like freaking Devers in the first three games of the season and goes 0-16 with 15 strikeouts. I mean, we don't know. Do I think it's likely?
Yeah.
But he's a total unknown. But you're right. He either injects life or spark or gets his feet wet and starts the process building towards next year for himself and for the entirety of the team. Now, I know that's a road not a lot of fans want to acknowledge because we're going to get into this later,
yeah.
How overrated we were in our assessments of the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, shame. Because
we're
us.
All guilty. We're all mm-hmm. guilty. This is yep. the opposite of a Ted Johnson victory lap. This is a loser lap for all of us. Because the Red Sox are losing games. They're losing ground in the standings. They're five games back now.
Right.
They're getting close to like, oh, they'd be in like fourth or fifth place in pretty much every division in baseball.
And they had a series on the line yesterday, Andy. And they were, I ended up staying after doing the pregame yesterday brag. But they were non-competitive yesterday. Other than one swing from Rafael Devers, that was a non-competitive game with a series on the line in front of your home fans yesterday. That's just not good enough.
And, you know, a young player with talent, excitement, that can bring a little something to the ballpark. We are monitoring Lansdowne Street because early on today here at Fenway, we've noted a lot of Mets jerseys. Mets.
I was just going to ask.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Mets in the air. Up right here, I got a nice Ted Johnson-esque Hawaiian Mets shirt on. They're everywhere. There's Mets fans everywhere. So you may be on the verge of losing your city.
Yep.
Now, I don't know where they're going because they can't jump ship to the Bruins or to the Celtics. So I guess they're jumping ship to OTAs down in Foxborough, which is very exciting. Very exciting to watch shorts in May and have that be the best thing in your sports calendar. But I do think you're on the verge of interest starting to be.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Questioned, and maybe it's just simply, oh, you know what? It's summer. It's getting nice. We always talk about this, Fitzy. Huh? Maybe it's time to just go sit by the fire pit and have a beer and go kayaking and go to the beach and go with your kids and go for a walk and do whatever you like to do when the weather gets nicer, because the Boston Red Sox are not as good as we expected, and you have an option to try to make them better. You have young players, and that's it seems so simple.
You don't have to give anything up, Andy. You don't have to, like, you don't have to trade for somebody. You don't have to part ways with any minor league or major league talent. You have two players, I would say, 24 out of the 30 teams in Major League Baseball would move heaven and earth to probably put in their starting lineup right now. But you've got a talent logjam. Ah, you got, well, when Trevor Story is hot, well, I can't move Willie Abreu or Rafael. The excuse making for why you can't find a way to squeeze, wedge, or fit these guys into your lineup more often than not needs to end soon, because what else is going to end? Your season. Five games back of the Yankees before Memorial Day. Keep this pace of get swept, lose two out of three, maybe win two out of three, then lose two out of three up. You'll be out of it by Flag Day.
The can't move list on the Red Sox right now is a really short list. It's Bregman.
Yep.
He's locked down third. Bregman's your third baseman. I don't even want to put Devers on the list, but he's just crushing the baseball, hitting at DH.
It's more of like a nobody would take list, if that makes sense.
Navarez, right?
I guess.
Catcher? Like, that's your
Somebody
list?
Has to catch.
Everyone else is...
Duran?
No.
Not anymore?
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's not as good as he was last year. In fact, I have to read all these stories like Lou was selling us on Friday that, did you go back and look at last year? Through 58 games, he kind of sucked, and then he had a historic season. So now we're banking on he crosses some mythical third of the way through the season line and gets hot. So no, he's not on the can't-be-moved list.
Okay.
In fact, some people might want to move him to center as Rafaela, Anthony, other pieces get moved around.
Yeah.
So... it's a very short list of people that feel like they have any sway or say right now. So you're damn right, Fitzy. Bring up Anthony. Bring up Meyer. Go with the youth movement. What do you got to lose? Because it's not baseball games, because you're doing a fine job of losing those right now on your own with the roster that you thought. And I will be interested to see Alex Cora when we talk to him on Wednesday. How long does he keep selling the, we're a good baseball team, we're a good baseball team, we're a good baseball team? Because he knows we have eyes and television sets, right? And we watch the product, and they're not a good baseball team right now.
We've got they radio, too, yeah.
Yep, radio, no, but even then he could pretend that, like, you know, we're not doing a great job broadcasting. We're not painting the picture. No. They're painting the picture of a team that's not very good. I listen to Will Fleming all the time, and the tone of his voice is tremendous.
Yeah.
He is so angry and disappointed in this baseball team that it is tremendous radio, and then I watch games, and I get to see with my own eyes why Will Fleming is so disappointed, because the baseball team is not very good. So if Marcelo Meyer can change that in some form or fashion, entertain me. Fitzy, you know it.
Yep.
Let's start with entertainment before
the
we ask him to win.
The old heart principle. Entertain me.
Entertain me at shortstop, entertain me at the plate. Maybe 3 days later, I'm looking for you to win for me at shortstop and win at the plate. But take a step forward, because when was the last time it felt like this team took a 5 of 6 they've lost? 5 of 6.
Yeah.
So and the one that you won was a walk-off.
Right.
So you kind of just rode the perfect timing.
It's pretty
of
nip
your
and
guy.
Tuck to begin with, yeah.
Right. The only, you know, maybe in the future you could have won that game every time because you'd have the golden at bat and say, Devers is crushing it. Let's put Devers at the plate to win this ball game. But otherwise, you got fortunate that Devers came to the plate in a situation where you needed it.
Yeah, you were down 6-2. You've lost that game multiple times over in the last few weeks.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have a lot going for you right now. Crochet, I'll put there. Crochet has been on the whole good. Wasn't good enough to win a battle with Sale, but...
Seven
He's
innings
good.
The last couple times outs, one or
good.
Two runs, I'll take that.
But I mean, I'd like wins, too. I'd like wins. Wins
you,
are good.
I don't believe you currently have the best 26 players in your organization on your roster, and you're not deep enough to do that just for the sake of development or good guys, character guys in the roster. Got to win. You need the best players on your roster. I don't think they have it.
Yeah, or we Story fought so hard to come back, and his last couple seasons were injury marred, and he did everything the right way to rehab to get back. Okay, and through 50 games, he's not great, and he's kind of holding the team back. So,
go to second.
You can't call this kid up. Oh God.
And I'm not buying it. Am I going to get columns where you can really get hurt at second base because you're turning a double
please,
play?
Please.
I don't know. That's what,
short
they, that's what they told me about Devers. He could really get hurt if he tries to play first base. Apparently, you don't care if Christian Campbell gets hurt. It's funny. I thought you signed him to an 8-year deal and would care if he got hurt moving forward. I thought he was also a part of your future. But you can put him over there, which is like throwing him out in a freaking Frogger game and getting run over traffic.
Yeah, it's not Crossy Road, for God's sakes. I mean, the way they talk, basically, I take that to be when they talk about, I can really get hurt at first base. That translates into Rafi might not get out of his own way, and he falls asleep at the wheel sometimes, which Cora even alluded to in a recent interview with us.
And I also saw a clip making the rounds on socials of Campbell taking ground balls at first, and his foot was in the center of the base. It is a torn Achilles waiting to happen. It is somebody going to just spike the hell out of him, and we're already dealing with torn Achilles around here, so... don't tell me it's that hard. He'll learn. I guarantee you by the time I see Campbell in a game, his foot will be where it's supposed to be. He's an athlete. They're all professional athletes. They make a lot of money to do these things.
Yeah, this Monday took a turn, didn't it?
It feels a little negative. What the hell happened?
It feels murky.
I mean, every team that could be playing right now either is not or is playing poorly. So,
but Brad Marchand's still playing, and he used to be a Bruin, and because he's still playing, you get a first-round pick when I turn 65 and start collecting Social Security in a few years. So
that's
we got that
hilarious.
Going for
you think
us.
That's hilarious. You think there's going to be any Social Security left by the time you start
that's
collecting.
True. I was trying to be optimistic. So that's going to do it for 3-point stances on this Monday afternoon. Fitzy and I brought up Forged in Foxborough. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Then when you wake up, when you fall asleep midway through, restart it, watch
Guilty
the rest
charged.
Of it. And then, make sure your laptop is charged. It's a propaganda piece. We'll talk a little bit more about that later.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.